Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Shakalaka boom. You've tuned in to the Free Range Human Show of Choice, your daily dose of reality radio. It starts right now. This is the Clay Edwards Show. I am, of course, Clay Edwards. I am live here on 103.9 FM, a WYAB, the Guns and Gear text line, as always, 769-241-1944. One more time for you, 769-241-1944. The Mazda of Jackson phone line is 601-879-0002. As always, I did a bunch of show prep last night, and then I get to thinking about something coming in this morning, or I'll see something little, and it takes my brain down a different path that I can't quite divert from. And a couple of things this morning that we're going to start on. You guys are always welcome to express your points of view, agree, disagree, all of that. That's why we have the phone call, the phone line, the text line. Phone calls usually take priority here, especially on days where it's just me in the studio like today. So again, I would always like to hear from you all on the Mazda of Jackson phone line, 601-879-0002. Where to start? Real quick, last night I was a part of, for the next four weeks now, I'm a judge in a entertainment competition, acoustic guitar competition, Unplugged. It's called a Cordless Corner. We're doing it at Burgers Blues Barbecue every Wednesday night, 7 to 10. Last night was the first night. Wow. Blew my expectations out the water. Thank you to everybody that came out. Thank y'all for letting me be a part of it. 12 different individuals or duos got up there and did, they had 10 minutes each and they had to do cover songs. Next week it'll be two covers and an original. They'll get three songs each in 12 minutes because two contestants fell off. Anyway, wow. We have got so many great local entertainers around here that I did not know existed. A couple of these people I actually had heard of, but maybe half of them I knew loosely, some very well. The other half were brand new to my eyeballs and ears. And wow, we got some great entertainers around here. We are in Mississippi. I think I've heard Tate Reeves maybe say this before. It's not an original thought. I thought it was the other day when I thought it up. You know, we catch a lot of crap here in Mississippi. Because like, what's our greatest export, really? I know somebody will say cotton or this or that or soybean, you know, whatever. You know what our greatest export is? It's us. It's our people. And I'm not saying that to be corny or campy or nothing like that. I mean, it really is. It's our people. What we give the rest of the world, what we give the rest of America, as far as our talent pool goes, it's truly astonishing. Whether you want to talk about music, entertainers, actors, whatever, music producers and songwriters, you'd be amazed at how much of Nashville, the underbelly of Nashville that you don't see, is Mississippians. It would blow your mind. A lot of people in that industry have to go there to make a living. You can't make a living on the back end of the music industry solely in Mississippi. You just can't. But that aside, just, it's amazing what our gift to the world is. It's us. I can't think of anywhere else that's natural resource is truly its people. We are in, the future is in good hands. I truly believe some of the people I saw last night will be on big stages in the next 4 to 5 years. And we'll be able to say, man, they are from Mississippi. They're from central Mississippi. I hate to say Jackson. I don't even like saying from Jackson anymore. I don't want to give Jackson the credit. But they're from central Mississippi. They're from Brandon, Pearl, Ridgeland, Madison, wherever, Gluckstadt. You know, good stuff. My point being, it's free to get in. There's no, you got to pay for your food and drinks, obviously. But if y'all want to get out and want to do something good, it's family friendly. Every Wednesday, 7 to 10, burgers, blues, barbecue, right there, downtown Brandon. Parking can be a little tight, but there's plenty of it. You know, you may have to walk a parking lot over or so, but you probably need it. I know I do. So, that was heavy on my mind this morning. It really was. I was thinking about that the other day, and then last night it just drove the hammer into the nail. It really did. Now let's take a hard right turn straight into the culture war. Straight into the culture war. There's this thing I've been seeing floating around on the internet. And this was not part of my anticipated show prep. But there's a little video. CPR. There's a little video of a husband. It's supposed to be a husband and a wife. And they're standing right beside each other. It's like a TikTok dance video of some strange sorts. And it says, my wife decided, it's like a cute little, you know, I'd say 23, 24-year-old, you know, athletic-built blonde chick. I'm guessing on a scale of 1 to 10, she's probably a 7.5, you know, maybe an 8. He looks like she married for, well, let me just, I'll get back to him. He's a simp. Let's just say that. He looks like the guy in the comments under pictures telling girls they look ravishing. He says, my wife decided we should open our marriage. And then he says, we agreed. Then it says, sorry. It shows him bouncing around. It says, she said she wasn't fully satisfied anymore and that we should add a little spice to our lives. And she's back there just doing a full jig, man. Arms up and down like she knows she's about to get some mega chad. While he stays home and watches the baby. Multiple problems with this. A, I don't condone this type of behavior on any level. But B, I think the dating pool is so screwed up for the younger generation. I think you've got so many people now, these women like this, they're marrying, A, just because I think they want to have a wedding. Like, it's become this social thing in the United States, a social construct that if you're 25 and you ain't been married yet, what's wrong with you? You got to have a wedding, girl. So they just, the first guy that seems semi-normal, that offers what they've, you know, I think what most women want is security. That's what they're taught to want is security. And that's nothing wrong with that, by the way. But I think, you know, I think you can get both out there. I think like what most guys want is a hot chick that ain't crazy. They exist. I firmly believe I found one. They do exist. Attractive, independent, and not crazy. And not a boss chick either. And ladies, men are not intimidated by boss chicks. It has nothing to do with being intimidated by. It's just, it can be nauseating. Like, men want women to be independent, but somewhat submissive as well. And it's hard to get that out of boss chicks. That's just my opinion on that. Anyway, back to our couple that we're talking about here. And we're going to get into, I got a bunch of political stuff and all that, but I think this is a much more important conversation for our young women out there, young men out there listening, especially our young men this morning. Dog, sometimes you got to know when you're out kicking your coverage, and you got to ask why you're out kicking your coverage. I'm not saying don't enjoy the fruits of your labor. I'm just saying you might not want to put a ring on the thing. Because at some point, Becky, we'll call her Becky. Becky going to want to get some of that Mega Chad. I mean, I know there's probably kids in the car this morning, so I'm going to keep it at that. Use y'all's imagination. Text me if you need any further thoughts and or opinions on that. But it's creating this terrible trickle-down effect. And ladies, I know there's terrible men out there too. We can just all agree on that. There's terrible men out there too that are marrying young and are out there running the roads and have forgotten they were married. I get it. But I think men marry for different reasons. Especially at a young age, I think we marry for different reasons. I think a lot of times men kind of get pressured into the same thing that women do. I think just people in general get pressured into thinking they have to get married at a young age. I mean, especially if pregnancy gets involved. Child can't be born into an unwed family. I mean, what's the difference if it's unwed or ends up divorced 2 years later? I mean, it ain't a perfect situation, but that's on you for creating the imperfect situation. I mean, would you rather your child be born into a married couple that's going to be divorced 2 years later because somebody did something they wasn't ready to do? They didn't let it grow a little more organically? I would rather the child be born into a happy, just not married couple yet, and then you get married down the road and you let things grow a little more organically and you're not thrown into the deep fryer at 21, 22 years old, 18 years old. Now, I understand before anybody gets on me about, well, Clay, I mean, they're doing adult things, making adult decisions. There's consequences and repercussions. F around, find out, literally. I get all that. But you know, like I know, everything ain't perfect. I would say, you know, if you get to draw it all out, I don't think anybody ever remembers. And I'm going to be honest, I don't think anybody really gives a damn. Like, I never looked at somebody that had a kid, like any of my friends that had kids, and they didn't get married. I never looked at them thinking, that kid's screwed. Their parents are happy, but they're not married. I mean, whose last name does that kid have? I've never once thought that. Never once. You know what I have thought? Seeing a knocked up 20-year-old couple doing a shotgun wedding. Thinking to myself, that ain't going to last. That ain't going to last. And I bet you the numbers are probably in the 80 percentile that it didn't last. And next thing you know, you go from two parents to four after a bumpy road in between. I got a story we're going to hit when we come back. Kind of along this lines. This is a good setup for it. There is, of course, the liberal media. I think it's the Atlantic. Is pushing a narrative. The title of the story is Straight Married Couples in the U.S. Still Almost Always Give Kids the Father's Last Name. But why? They're trying to make an argument for no longer giving our children the father's last name. We're going to break it down. Also, More and more information is coming out about these college riots, these Free Palestine, pro-Hamas, terror-supporting riots that are going on these college campuses, and how these people are being trained to be professional protesters. That's right. We got some video has been uncovered due to some undercover drone work. We're going to talk about that and more. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We will be right back. Into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by Boykin Contractors out in Florence, Mississippi. Boykin Contractors will do construction, roofing, remodeling, additions, repairs, and they work all over the central Mississippi area from Florence to Madison to Flowood to Brandon to Byram and everywhere in between. That's Boykin Contractors right there located in Florence, Mississippi. Look, man, they got tons of satisfied customers, repeat customers. And here's the thing. They passed a new law in Mississippi about if you want your insurance to cover your additions, your repairs, your decks, any of that stuff, the work has to be done by a licensed, bonded, and insured contractor. Boykin's got you covered right there. So don't go just trusting any random handyman. I hate to step on any of my handyman friends' hustle here, but guys, they're tightening the things up. You're going to have to get licensed, bonded, and insured. But in the meantime, Boykin Contractors has got you covered, so don't fret. They're a Christ-centered company that operates under the guise of honesty and integrity. I guess that's actually the complete wrong use of the word guise. That would be to suggest it was a disguise. They operate. That's what happens when you got a GED and you try to use big words. They're a Christ-centered company that operates with honesty and integrity, not under the guise of. Anyhow, contact Bryce Boykin today, 601-951-7336. Check them out on Facebook, Google, etc. for all their great reviews and photos of their before and after projects. It's not too late to get that deck for the summer. Too late to get a pool. Not too late to get a deck. So, let's see here. Somebody says, stop beating around the bush on the Guns of Gear text line. Hold on one second. All right, it says, stop beating around the bush and get to the squad. What'd the squad do? I haven't seen that. We talked yesterday about Mike Ezell, Rhino Mike. I don't like Mike Ezell. I don't like a single one of our congressmen. When I say that, I don't mean personal lives. Like, I'm sure they're good, upstanding citizens in the community. I'm sure they're good family men, whatever. But when I say I don't like any of our congressmen, I don't like the job they do. I don't like them going in, voting lockstep with whatever Rhino Mike Johnson says do, or whoever the Uniparty president at the time, the leader of the Uniparty is. That's probably George Soros. But Mike Ezell, pimp hand strong. I mean, you could tell he works that thing out. I don't know if y'all seen the video, one of those Free Palestine nut jobs was harassing him kind of like they were doing Alec Baldwin the other day. Boy, he put that backhand. Being a bit exaggerative here because they're acting like he just grabbed him by the throat and went Wayne Brady on him. Smacked the phone because they had it all up in his space. But that's about as close as I've seen to the squad here, so I'm not 100% sure. Okay, it says new lawsuit against Rankin County. Well, that's not the squad. Oh, that's the goon squad. I'm sorry. I thought you were talking about those nut jobs in Washington, D.C. that call themselves the squad. Man, I mean, look, I saw that yesterday. We've talked about the goon squad ad nauseum. We're starting a podcast that's going to peel back every angle of that onion. You know, it's going to be a 14, 15 episode deal. It's going to be massive. We're going to start recording that. The plan is next Friday. It won't be released next Friday, but we're going to try to get first couple episodes recorded. And we'll cover that thing. And we'll cover any updated versions of that thing that you can. And we'll take a look at it. I mean, I kind of read a little bit of that story yesterday about the dog Voodoo nibbling on a guy. See, guys, I tell y'all, and this is where I get in trouble. I tell y'all, I live in the gray area. So a guy was selling some meth at a gas station in Pearl, if my memory serves me correct. I didn't even read the whole thing. Shame on me, but we were live on the air, and I was trying to sneak it in, and I never got back to it. But a guy was buying some meth or selling some meth. It was an undercover operation. He ran. I mean, look, guys, don't run. When you know you're busted, you're busted. The dog got a hold of him. They may have let it nibble on him a little bit once they handcuffed him. Maybe he was popping off at the mouth. Is that wrong? Is that illegal? I mean, probably. I mean, I guess. Was he an a-hole? I don't think everything that the Goon Squad guys did was illegal. Now, the stuff that I saw was terrible, and it was illegal, but I'm just saying, I don't think everyday operation, everything, I don't think they woke up today saying, I'm going to break the law today. Like that incident. That's just my opinion. I mean, I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. You know, and look, I mean, I know Tony Shaq's involved in that. Look, hard for me to sit here and talk bad about Tony. Tony's a buddy of mine. And I always try to be transparent with you guys about that stuff. But whether I knew Tony or not, I would tell you the same thing concerning this. Some meth dealer or meth user in Rankin County effed around and found out. I mean, if a jury decides that he's owed some money to be made whole after a dog taking a bite out of him, well, then, you know, that's on the jury to do that. Good luck in Rankin County. I think Rankintonians are getting kind of tired of the whole thing. And, you know, and just needling it to death with stuff with stories like this. I think you're going to turn a lot of Rankintonians in favor of the Goon Squad. Or just, you know, just out of spite. So be careful with dredging up every little thing. Because you stand the chance of turning the court of public opinion in favor of the bad guys. I'm telling you, be very careful about that. You can be so annoying and you can get so nitpicky. Like most, I think the overwhelming majority of Rankintonians, and I know myself included, after living in Jackson for 43 years and seeing what happens when you don't do proper law enforcement and you let criminals run the asylum, you let the inmates run the asylum. See, that's what happened in Jackson, is they didn't let the dog nibble on them a little bit extra. Hell, they never even unleashed the dogs. Does Jackson even have a canine unit? That's a serious question. Does JPD even have a canine unit? I have not seen a canine unit JPD in a decade. Now, I'm not involved in shenanigans that would involve needing a canine JPD unit. But you would think just in the everyday comings and goings, you would look over and see a cop car and it would say canine on it. I see a lot of them out in Rankin County. Yes, sir. Does Jackson even have a canine unit? Anyway, I could go down a whole rabbit hole there. My point being, I watched what happened in Jackson when the police became complicit, basically. The same thing people are accusing Brian Bailey of, either being complicit or ignorant, is exactly what happened in Jackson. Except I think JPD at the time was complicit in the downfall of Jackson. 100% believe JPD at the time was in on it. Even a good handful of the boots on ground officers. Hell, they've had a couple arrested for selling dope. For molesting kids. Don't forget the one that blew his brains out here on I-220 a couple years ago. That was molesting some young girl. So, there was a lot of bad apples at JPD. So then you get out to Rankin County and you're like, hey, look, you know, I understand. Y'all got me taking me completely off my topic. Liberal cucks trying to give kids the mother's last name or their gay lover's last name. We'll get back to that. I move out to Rankin County. I'm like, hey, look, I just understand out here that if I F around, there may be a little bit more finding out that ain't 100% by the book. And that is a sacrifice I am beyond willing to make. Let's take one call before we go to the break here on the Mazda Jackson phone line.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. You got about 3 minutes.
Okay, I was going to tell you about my friend. He was a captain of the fire department. He worked for Hines County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
He was captain out there in the jail. He says, we grip over it. He said, once you lose the police and lose the judges, it's gone. And he said that's what happened in Jackson.
100%. 100% that's what happened in Jackson. And the fact that the citizens somehow became complicit, the good citizens. You know, we always talk about the Nazi Germany, and we talk about the German citizens who, quote-unquote, weren't Nazis. We call them the regular Germans. You know, there's a lot of that in Jackson right now. The regular Jacksonians who aren't part of the Taliban that's terrorizing the streets, but they're complicit in it because they allow it to happen, and they shout anybody down like myself that calls it out. So, yeah, I think the citizens are as guilty as the criminals doing it. At least the ones that won't stand up and fight.
You have a good day.
Hey, you too, brother. Thank you. Did I just compare everyday Jacksonians to everyday Germans in Nazi Germany? I sure did. And if you think for 1 second I'm going to take that back, you've lost your mind. You must be new here. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Acme Pizza and Daiquiris. That's what's for dinner tonight and the rest of the weekend. Open 4 p.m. to midnight daily. Right there, Fan and Mart on the res, directly in front of the bowling alley, Fan and Lanes. Guys, 12 different specialty pizzas. You can't decide which one you want. I hadn't talked about the Wheel of Flavor in a while. You can create your own, the Wheel of Flavor. You can put up to 3 specialty pizzas on one pie. They only sell larges there. So come ready to eat, bring the family. When I eat Acme, I always eat too much because I can only get a large. And that's fine because it's just that dang good. Fresh toppings, all of the toppings are fresh. Man, we were looking at, being on a diet can be so boring. But we were at the grocery store the other day. We were looking at cauliflower crust frozen pizzas. Thinking they were going to be, you know, oh man, cauliflower crust, it's not going to have any carbs. It's going to be healthy. It's going to have the best, as close to fresh ingredients as you can get because, I mean, it's got cauliflower crust. Why wouldn't it be? Man, even when I decided to quit dieting, I will never eat another frozen pizza in my life after sitting in Walmart the other night, actually reading the nonsense on the back of those boxes. No. Never again. But you don't have to worry about that at Acme Pizza and Daiquiris. Every ingredient is freshly sourced. The barbecue that they use on the pig and some of those other ones, the pulled pork, is smoked there fresh on site. I don't know if they do it daily, but as needed. And the ham, the bacon, all that's cooked from raw on the pizza. It's not frozen, pre-cooked. Makes a massive difference. Massive difference. Imagine for a second you fried some bacon at home, and then you cooked that cooked bacon on top of something for an hour, for 30 minutes, whatever, what that bacon would taste like. That's what's happening when you get pre-cooked pizza toppings on top of pizza from these fast food pizza places. Not Acme Pizza and Daiquiri's. It's all fresh. Check them out today. Available on all major food delivery apps. Available for takeout and dine-in. On Friday nights, go see my buddy Chris Davis. He hosts our show here on Fridays. He's our news guy. He performs there live every Friday, a little one-man acoustical jam type stuff. Maybe it's a piano, guitar, I can't quite remember, but he's always very entertaining, very, very fun to watch. And on Saturday nights, they've been doing like a throwback 80s, 90s, 2000s DJ party. Never a cover charge, open late, 9 different frozen daiquiris, all of it available to go with a full-service bar as well. All right, Guns and Gear text line real quick. Because that last rant there opened up the hounds on me. So I always like to read the stuff. The guy who actually started that conversation, Unknown Texture, that said, stop beating around the bush and get to the squad, said, nicely done. Carry on, Clay. Big fan out of Pearl. Great takes, dude. And he also says, true dog. I'm 48 from Pearl. My grandma lived on Old McDowell Road. I know both stories. Nice to hear the truth. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Also, I want to clear one thing up. My rant about JPD is not about the current structure of JPD. But I feel like I am 100% in the right. And when I say complicit, you know, I don't mean like they sat back in a room and said, all right, guys, we're going to quit arresting people. I just think it just happened. And I think there was a major lack of discipline and leadership there for a long time that allowed it to happen. And then you get a criminal mayor that's in charge of the police, and it expedites and it takes all those problems and it magnifies them. It's like pouring jet fuel on a fire. Continuing on the Guns and Gear text line. Unknown Texture. Clay, did 25 years on JPD, started in 1990. The problem started with Kane Ditto hiring anyone that can wear a uniform. No mayor except Frank Melton and Dell Danks would get the police to do their job and enforce the law. Police now are scrutinized for split-second decisions by citizens and lawyers resulting in being sued, fired, and arrested. Police get paid the same for doing nothing. That is what is happening now. Not to mention Chuckway hates police and white people. Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thought it was an unknown texture. Yeah, I was talking to a guy the other day that's leaving one of the local police departments in one of the Rankin County towns. And he's going to another area local police department for $20,000 more a year to do the same job. And he was buying a Fafo hat from me. I don't want to say his name out here because I don't want to put his business out there. But we were just talking about the man. I don't know any other way to say it, man. The scraps that these cops are making in a lot of these towns, and what they're expected to be able to do. And Jackson's one of the worst as far as pay. And versus what we expect our police to be able to do. Now, I just want them to do their jobs. That's all I want. You're not going to have to worry about any lawsuits or anything like that out of me, because I know if I fire, I'm going to foe. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to be trying to sue you because I fired and foed. We want, you know, for $25,000, $30,000 a year, we want these guys to have a master's degree in psychology. We want them to be social workers. We want them to be Brazilian jiu-jitsu masters, world-class marksmen, and police. Meanwhile, while we expect them to be all that, we want to pay them $25,000, $30,000 a year. When each one of those positions by themselves pays more than that. Now, I understand how real life and budgets and stuff work, and I understand that you sometimes you just can't do it. You just can't. I mean, you have to weigh out the balance. Like, all right, do I want to go somewhere like Capitol Police? Those guys pay really good. They're raising the price of tea in China, so to say. They're raising the they're forcing the surrounding areas to have to pay more to keep their guys because they're paying substantially more for guys. But with that, you got to just depend on what you want in life, because you go to Capitol Police, you're gonna get to do some police work, son. This ain't no LARPing. This ain't no live action role playing. You're gonna get to do some live action. You want to be Billy Badass, you get to do it at Capitol Police. So you're going to earn that extra money. Your hazard pay is real. You know, so when you go off into one of the suburban areas, I don't want to discount anything they do at all. But the citizenry is slightly different. They're not necessarily at war with their police constantly. There's always some bad apples. But you probably have a lesser chance of something bad happening to you. And I could be dead wrong on this. This is clearly just Clay's perception through my lens. So if I'm wrong, if I'm insulting anybody out there that's a cop in, you know, any of the suburban areas, I do apologize. That's not my intentions here. But I feel like, you know, okay, maybe you make $20,000 less here. But, you know, you don't necessarily have as many bullets flying at you as you do in Jackson. There's so much that happens in Jackson that y'all just don't know about. That y'all don't understand the chaos in every incident in Jackson. I've seen videos that have never made the news. I've seen shootings that have never made the news. And when I say shootings, I mean officer-involved shootings that have never made the news from the officer cam in Jackson. I've been privileged to get to see some of that. I don't know if you want to call it privilege, but I've been able to see some of that stuff. And when I see that, then I just think back. I'm like, man, and these people, and we give these, and there's some prostitute pimp preachers around here, Pastor Pickett, that wants to sue these cops for doing their job and defending their bodies and their lives and their families and their livelihood because these thugs are trying to shoot at them. A whole nother rabbit hole. We got to take a break. I'll be right back. Welcome back in to the Clay Edwards Show. We got about a minute or two left here in this hour. I will spare y'all the ad read. I do want to chime in real quick. This is a very, obviously, a very popular topic, and it's probably going to end up carrying the better part of the show. I don't know if we may or may not have a guest in the second hour. I'm not sure if that got set up or not, but we'll know in a minute. Anyway, like Pearl, for instance, you know, understands that you have to compete for talent. You got to keep your guys. You got to recruit the guys you already have, just like our college football teams are having to do now with this NIL and transfer portal. They have to recruit the guys they already have by keeping them there while also having to bring in that next group, right? But Pearl now, police and fire, you know, we often forget about our firemen when we do these conversations. Try living somewhere that doesn't have a good fire department. Shout out to all my firemen friends out there. Pearl's raised, their starting pay is $50,000 now. So people understand that you have to compete to win. Because to be honest, that's what you're winning by keeping the guys you already got and you've invested in. No difference in keeping a sales force together, and you got to recruit. and you got to pay to win there. All right, I'll be back here in 7 minutes on WYAB. Boom goes the dynamite. It's hour two of the most incendiary show on the radio. Had a buddy of mine, shout out to Blake, had a buddy of mine last night. He said, I don't get to listen very often. He said, I listened yesterday. He said, I can't believe ain't nobody killed you. I said, well, you know, I'm very selective about where I go. Very selective. Anyway, most incendiary show on the radio. This is the Clay Edwards Show. We're live here on 103.9 FM, WYAB. If we went away, what would you anger addicts listen to? You'd have to wait till 4 o'clock to Kim Wade to get his, at least especially in Jackson, to find something to get mad about. You know, Jameson's show is equally incendiary, but it's more on a national, statewide scale. His content, it's not quite as locally centric to the Jackson market as Kim and mine. But it, you know, equally as he's as equal of a flamethrower as we are. Just a little pointed in a little different direction. Kim and I's is pointed in the, I believe, the exact same direction. Folks are getting astroturfed or blasted. I don't know if astroturf's the word I'm looking for there, but they're getting scorched twice. Kim's having an event tonight at the old in my old nightclub, the old 110 South building right there next to the old Sweetie Pie's location. I think it's called Amped Nightclub now. It's right next to Cathead Distillery. It's kind of the unofficial kickoff to his mayoral campaign, maybe. I think that's the way I read that. Maybe get by there, check it out. If you know how to get in touch with Kim, holler at him. You can check out my Facebook page. I shared it there too, the @SaveJXN page. You may have to scroll back a few posts there. But it is, in fact, there. Let's see here. I'm gonna play a video here in a second. I'll see if I can find it on there. But first, I got to tell you about one of our great, great sponsors here. Let's see here. Who have we not told you about yet this week? How about Stonington Farms? Guys, I know it's going to be a month. You know, it'd be next month before they come back. Probably 3 weeks from now. Yeah, 3 weeks. They were just here Friday. Grass, 100% grass-fed, 100% grass-finished, mRNA-free, antibiotic-free, steroid-free, Mississippi-raised beef. You can order it. You can get it shipped up here to you. But if you don't want to pay shipping and all that, you got to wait when they come up and they do a delivery in the Tri-County area. But, man, check them out. Go to stoningtonfarm.com. That's Stonington with two N's, farm.com. And, look, I'm telling you, the steaks and all that are fabulous. But the ground beef, for me, it's just been where it is at. It is awesome. Get you some today, and you will not regret it at all. So healthy. Man, let's support these locally owned businesses. Let's support them. Even if they're not necessarily in our backyard, Stonington Farms down in Perkinston, Mississippi. But it's in state. It's all the same. All right, let's see here. Man, we ripped and tore through that first hour with completely unplanned topics. So I do want to do this because you guys were sent some passionate text in. We're talking about law enforcement around here and the difference of what it had been like in Jackson versus what it's like in the counties. The conversation started because another Goon Squad story came out about a canine maybe being a little too aggressive once it caught a bad guy and was handcuffed, allegedly. And I'm just saying, you know, that I don't know any other way to say it. I don't have a problem with it. You buying meth in Rankin County, you effed around, you found out. I mean, you're stupid. You're selling or buying dope in Rankin County. You know. It's like these people, man, beating a dead horse here. I know it, but it's just my hill to die on. These people that get over into Pearl, in particular, Pearl, man, earned or unearned, Pearl does, in fact, have a reputation. As a guy that lived in Jackson for 43 years and my friend circle was overwhelmingly black, Pearl had a reputation of, you don't mess around over there. You don't ride dirty in Pearl. And not that racist nonsense. that people like to pretend that Pearl stereotypes black people. They don't do that. But if your tag's out of whack, and now if you don't have insurance, you're going to get pulled over in Pearl. But I say all that to say this. These idiots who go over there with an out-of-date tag or no tag, or they're a felon with a firearm riding around with no tag, or speeding, or busted taillight, or any other reason for them to pull them over, and they're riding dirty. And that, for folks that don't know what riding dirty means, that means you're a criminal, and you're riding with drugs, or you're a felon with an illegal firearm, or maybe you just have a stolen firearm. Basically, that means you could be arrested for whatever you got going on in that car. That means riding dirty. Great UGK album from back in the early 90s there. Southern hip-hop classic. But they always seem to find their way to Pearl. They get themselves blue-lighted. And then it's all gas, no brakes, until they inevitably wreck. And then they go to jail for a multitude of felonies. And then you get these whiny, liberal pricks. You even get some conservative ones, too. Man, they did all that police chasing over a damn expired tag or no tag, or he was just speeding. It's never because they were just speeding or they just had an expired tag. I would bet everything I own, which ain't much, but I'll push it all to the center of the table. If 90% or more of those police pursuits aren't because they were riding dirty in some form, fashion, or another, while also having a traffic violation that initiated the stop. Sorry. I don't really remember my point in that whole spiel there. But don't ride dirty in Pearl. I know what I was saying. I know the point in that whole spiel was we were talking about the dog, the kind of living in the gray area, knowing that if you mess around in these areas, you will in fact find out. That's just part of it. That's the unwritten rules, so to say. It's been like that for years. How true, whatever, you know. So what? Some piece of trash got a bit of his ear. Piece of his ear bit off. So did Evander Holyfield. It worked out great for him. Let's see here. Let's read some of your texts. That was the point in this, was to read some of your text. Not make it about the Clay Edwards show. Not make it about Clay Edwards. Unknown texture. Amen, brother. And as a resident of Pearl, that's exactly the way we like it. I'm telling y'all, be very careful about blowing up these little incidents like this that came out, talking about Tony and Christian Deadman and this dog and all that. Everything those guys did wasn't bad. I mean, like, yeah, all the stuff that got reported, the quote-unquote, what we're calling the goon squad stuff, a lot of bad stuff there. But everything they were involved in was not an illegal. Every traffic stop they were involved in was not an illegal deal, was not abuse. Some of this is just in the day-to-day activity of being a law enforcement officer. Reagan, one of my favorite texters here on the Guns and Gear text line, says, let me see if I get this straight. Pseudo-President Biden released billions for known terrorist, national Iran, knowing their goal is to unleash hell on America, but is now freezing weapons for Israel, the only true democracy in the Middle East. Really? I submit to you that Biden never intended on releasing those weapons to Israel. For Biden, this was all about funding for Ukraine. Don't care if it's for jaywalking, never limit law enforcement if you want law and order. Yeah, Reagan, I agree with all the stuff you said there about Israel as well and him freezing the weapons. That, guys, as y'all know, that's a little above my pay grade. I'm interested in that stuff. I don't articulate that topic very well because it's not my, it ain't my battle. I don't think we should be sending any of them any money. That's really my thought on that. Justin says, we was riding dirty or riding around listening to Riding Dirty. I know I was. Raise your hand if you was breaking the law in the early 90s riding around listening to UGK. My hand is up. Let me put both hands up in the studio. Hands up, don't shoot. Definitely Riding Dirty. The smoke was rolling out the windows of my lowrider. I knew. But see, you know how I never went to jail? I didn't go to Pearl Riding Dirty or anywhere in Rankin County for that matter. I knew my safe Riding Dirty limitations. Like, if the CCID had existed in the early 90s, Clay wouldn't have been in the CCID. No, sir. I stayed a very tight-knit area of South Jackson, just like South Jacksonians do now. That's why when I talk bad about South Jackson, I just shared a meme on my Facebook page, and people are mad, man. I love making people mad. It's dang near sensual to me. Like, just seeing the anger in people's eyes. It's one of these cartoons. It's got, like, a guy laying on the bed in the top part, and he's texting a girl, and she's on the top part laying in bed. And he's like, he texts, "I'm not in a good place right now." She says, "You in Jackson?" And I shared, I said, "It must be in South Jackson." South Jackson. And we got a story from last night at 11:30 last night before I went to bed. 11:30, way up past my bedtime. I got a breaking news article. And I was like, man, I haven't done an effed around and found out championship video in a little while now. The belt's become more decoration on my bookshelf. I got the old belt, knocked the dust off of it, smacked it twice. And I said, we got a brand new effed around and found out grand champion right here in South Jackson. Got to put that sauce on it, you know. A guy done shot a guy in the head. He'd survived as of for now. Then he runs up in about two or three different houses. Ends up having a standoff with the police. They have to call in a hostage negotiator. Now, look, I don't know how that works. But I know here's how it would work if Clay Edwards was the hostage negotiator and in charge of this whole scene. Yes, sir, we'll give you whatever you want. Got you. Chopper. Got it. Chopper's on the way. Mute the phone call. Guys, we're taking him to jail by chopper. Bring in the chopper. What else do you want? Oh, okay. You want some pizza? All right, we got that. Has some pizza in the chopper, guys. What else? All right, come on out the house. We're gonna get you to the chopper. We're gonna get you on out of here. Psych. You're not getting anything. You're going to jail. This ain't a negotiation. This ain't a democracy. It's a dictatorship. Hostage negotiator in South Jackson. It's even better. I just got a text from one of my JPD buddies. Believe it or not, there's a couple of JPD guys that like me. Says that he called his girl cheating and shot the guy. Look, guys, you cannot get so in your feelings that you shoot somebody over a girl's shenanigans. We started this show talking about these simps marrying these girls that are slightly above their pay grade, outkicking their coverage a little bit, and then these girls deciding they want to have an open relationship because they miss some of that mega Chad. They miss some of that frat boy summer. Same energy. Look. I love my girlfriend. I would not be a happy camper at all if I walked in and saw some shenanigans popping off like that. But I'm old enough to know. I'm still too young to care. I'm old enough to know to turn my butt around, walk right back out that door, and handle it a different way. You young men out there listening, you got that testosterone pumping through your veins. Middle-aged guys that have been out to my friends, Men's Health in Mississippi, and you got that testosterone pumping through your veins too, just like me. Woosah. Woosah for a second. Because you ain't going to change nothing. The dam has been broken once you done called them. And nothing you do is going to change anything. It's done. The worst part's done happened. You caught one, you can get another. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Welcome back into the Clay Edwards Show. This segment brought to you by our friends over at, talked about them this morning, Burgers Blues Barbecue. Check out the Flowood location. Brand new. Right there in Dogwood. Right in front of Dick's Sporting Goods. They're open for breakfast right now. Breakfast. They even got a third shift happy hour going for all the medical folks getting off late night, then worked a long shift there at the hospitals on your way home. Stop by, get you a Bloody Mary. How about a mimosa? Or, hey, maybe you're like me, you just prefer a good draft beer. $4 for the mimosa and Bloody Marys, $1 off the draft beer. And they got chicken and waffles for breakfast. Man, if I was working a third shift or I was just still out partying all night like I used to, I've been done caught me a Uber over to Burgers Blues Barbecue and partook in those chicken and waffles and dollar off draft beers or Bloody Marys. That sounds fantastic. Look, man, get over there for lunch today. I got last night. I know y'all. I'm trying to be better this time on my diet. I really am. I'm trying not to nauseate y'all with my food options. But it's kind of like when you're doing keto. It's kind of like CrossFit. It's really hard to shut up about it. You feel like everybody wants to know. And I know y'all do, so that's why I'm telling y'all. I got the B&B burger, but without a bun. I got the lettuce wrap, and instead of fries, I got oh goodness, what are those green things that look like 4-leaf clovers? Broccoli. Broccoli's the word I'm looking for. I got the broccoli and the lettuce wrap burger. Mm-mm-mm. I got made fun of ruthlessly by my fellow judges for my lettuce wrap burger. And Philip Yarbrough was hosting that thing. I saw the look in his eyes. He was judging me, but it was very good nonetheless. They brought back the Smash Burger. The Smash Burger special of the month. I believe they brought back the Bacon Jam Smash Burger again. At this point, just add it to the menu. I don't think the customers are going to allow you to take it off the menu. That is, in fact, the Clay Edwards Show burger of the day. The pick of the day is the Bacon Jam Smash Burger, or whatever side of you want, whatever side of your choice. The homemade onion rings are awesome. My girlfriend's son gets the fried pickles. They're really, really good, too, if you like fried pickles. And, of course, they got the fresh-cut fries, regular and sweet potato. So, get by there, see them today. The Blue Plate special of the day, if you're not in the mood for a burger, you can get hamburger steak, and the alternating meat of the day is country fried steak with mashed potatoes, corn, and green beans. All right, this burger's Blues Barbecue, Flowood, Madison, and downtown Brandon. Flowood and Madison only serve breakfast. Man, I didn't really plan on spending the whole show reading text messages and breaking this down, but I'm actually having a good time. And, you know, one thing I've learned doing this for almost 4 years now, you go with what works. You go with the hot hand. You don't force topics because that's what you want to talk about. Y'all seem to be interested in this. The text messages tell me so. So that's we're gonna ride the hot hand right now. My buddy Felix sent in a couple of texts. Felix is a local car dealer, so he sees a lot of shenanigans. We'll say a lot of shenanigans. He was in that buy here, pay here, or he's in that buy here, pay here end of it. I did that for 3 years over at Watkins, so I know exactly what he's talking about. It's just a different animal. It's not really the car business. It's a loan business, and the cars are the collateral. So you're constantly you're in the collections business. Anyway, it's just a unique animal. I loved it, by the way. I love that. You really feel like you're helping people. And I know people are like, oh, well, this is such a high interest. You know, it's predatory. I disagree. Once you do it for a little while, you understand that most people put themselves in the bad situation they're in. And you're helping a high risk individual get a vehicle. Somebody that has never paid a payment in their life on time does not deserve the same interest rate as people who really, really try to pay their bills on time. Life ain't fair. Whole nother argument for another day. Anyway, so obviously dealerships sell a lot of Hyundais and Kias because there's a lot of access to Hyundais and Kias. There's a lot of rental cars out there that are Hyundais and Kias, so they trickle down into the market. Plus, it's just a very popular car. Same with Nissan Altimas. It's a very popular car. There's a bunch of them out there because of rental car companies, and they sell those fleets that, anyway. I'm not going to explain the whole car business to you right now. Let me read some of Felix's tweets here, or not tweets, text. This is a story about a stolen car and JPD. I hate kicking dirt on JPD because I've got some good friends over there. I have two of them are listening right now. I met a really nice fella at lunch at Martin's yesterday at lunch. Stopped me, introduced himself, said he listens to the show. That's JPD. There are really, really good guys doing the best they can over there. And I like to always make sure I mention that. I think that's in every field. Don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I like the new chief. I think he's doing a hell of a job. I think he's doing the best he can. I mean, I think some of it's lip service based on some other things I know? Yeah. But at least it's coming across like he's trying, and they've got more cops coming in. The guys that have been there for a while seem to really respect him and like what he's doing. And what else can you ask for? You can't make these evil SOBs around here quit killing each other. You just can't. Anyway, Felix's text here. It says, man, one of my customers had her Kia Optima stolen, so I GPS'd it for her with the police on the phone. When they pull up with four police units and her there was a teenager with no shirt on getting out of the car, and not one policeman even attempted to stop him. I could hear her yelling, quote, that's the kid that stole my car, and they didn't even stop him. People can literally do whatever they want in Jackson and get away with it because the police aren't going to do anything. Another night, same story, but with a Hyundai. And they parked it behind their house. Three teenagers in the house. Two units waited over an hour for two more units before they went to the house where the car was parked in Presidential Hills. No arrest, and they even found one of the kids' license in the car. Anyway, I got some more text here, but We'll stop it there. I hadn't pre-read those yet. By the way, I was talking about JPD not having, or I was asking if JPD had canine units because I don't ever see them anymore. Maybe they don't say canine on them. I don't know. But anyway, one of my buddies over there at JPD says, yes, sir, we have three used for narcotics, tracking, and bombs. So good to know. Good to know. JPD does, in fact, have canine units. I was seriously did not know that, believe it or not. It would make sense, but I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if somebody said, no, they got out of the canine business. They call in Hinds County or something like that if they need a canine unit. Here's a text on the Guns and Gear text line. It says, in response to the Pearl Rankin County, don't break the law while breaking the law. Example, don't ride dirty with an expired tag, and don't speed with dope. Michael, Brandon, Mississippi. Thank you, Michael. Reaganken. Law enforcement should respect constitutional rights, but law enforcement should always have the choice to pursue. Where law enforcement is limited, criminals or not. How is that a good thing? Unknown texter. Guns and Gear text line. Goon Squad should get an award for the good job they did. Did they make a couple of mistakes? Yes, that's human. But they did more for Rankin County than people realize, and the reason it's so safe today. I'm going to circle back to that. I want to read this other text real quick. Unknown texter. I looked on your and station website for one of your sponsors, Tree Service. Go out on a limb for you. It's Advanced Tree Care. Advanced Tree Care is the name of that business. I will text that right now. Advanced Tree Care. And I remember the phone number off the top of my head at 601-455-TREE. All right, got that out of the way. Now let's take a break. When I come back, I want to circle back to this text about the Goon Squad being good for Rankin County. I got some thoughts. Welcome back into the show. This is Clay Edwards, and this is the Clay Edwards Show here on WYAB. Hey, guys, Men's Health of Mississippi. You heard me making a testosterone joke a little earlier, but need to get out there and get your levels checked. But there's so much more than that. I mean, hey, one of the things I get from Men's Health of Mississippi, other than my testosterone, is I get a B12. I get myself a B12 shot once a week. A little 1cc injection of B12 just gives me a little extra energy, kind of get through the week. I don't get a whole lot of sleep. I credit not needing a whole lot of sleep to testosterone, B12, and a fairly decent diet and exercise program. Makes a huge difference. It's just crazy what eating right and taking care of yourself will do for your energy levels. The stress is what gets me, dealing with a bunch of you knuckleheads. But that withstanding, get over to Men's Health of Mississippi today and get your free testosterone screening. And what do you have to lose? It's free. Oops. Free testosterone screening. So here's the phone number to give them a text today. All you got to do is you're just going to text free. You can text free, can't you? That's all you got to do. Text free to 601-327-8550. 601-327-8550. That's Men's Health of Mississippi. Guys, are you suffering from fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, erectile dysfunction, brain fog, or sleep disturbances? You could be suffering from symptoms of low testosterone. Hey, look, let me throw this out there too. They prescribe those little blue pills, fellas, ladies. Wake things up in that bedroom. Get over to Men's Health in Mississippi today. Check them out online, menshealthms.com, located right out there in Madison, Mississippi. That's Men's Health in Mississippi. One more time, text free today for that free testosterone screening, 601-327-8550. All right, so I had a texter a minute ago on the Guns of Gear text line suggest, and I understand this theory. I do, but when people say this, I'm convinced they haven't read everything that these guys are accused of doing. I mean y'all know me. I mean, I'm pro booting your butt. I'm pro living in the gray when it comes to this stuff. I mean, so I feel like not that I'm the voice for law enforcement around here, but I feel like sometimes I'm the voice for common sense. The voice of the voiceless. I feel like if I'm saying this is a bad look, I'm like, man, it's really a bad look. Just in my mind. I don't think I speak for anybody. I just don't know how what they were doing to the level of nincompoop they were doing it to is good for Rankin County. I mean, I think you could have gotten the same result by not going to the extremes of the torture. You got to read some of the things they were doing to people. I mean, like what happened at the house in Braxton. You know, easy for me to say this because it wasn't my mouth that got shot. The gun in the mouth, as terrible as that sounds to the naked ear, that doesn't as offend me as much as the sexual stuff that they were doing or being accused of, that Christian Dedman was allegedly doing. That offends me way more than the accidental gunshot. The using food to torture people, pouring cooking oil on people and throwing flour on them. It's like basically tarring and feathering them. There was an infatuation with these guys and using food to torture people. And then the physical abuse. For guys that had stuff, I mean, y'all need to go look at the Rick Lovelace or Rick Lovejoy that was former Hinds County deputy that they kicked in his door accusing him of some dope and this, that, and the other ended up not being true. What they did to that guy, I mean, you need to go look and read and watch some of this stuff and then come back and explain to me how this was good for Rankin County. That's just my opinion. I mean, I think the overwhelming majority of law enforcement in Rankin County handles things, I think is good for Rankin County. What these guys were doing is clearly not good for Rankin County. You know, here's another question. It's something I'm going to bring up and take a deep dive into this podcast that we're going to do. On paper, the most money they got from any scene of these 20-some-odd crimes that are reported was $450, $420, $450, something like that. It may not have even been $450 in cash. Maybe it was like just $450 worth of heroin. It was a very, very, very small amount of actual drugs and money recovered from these scenes. That's a lot of sugar for a dime. That's a lot of law breaking. It's a lot of roughing folks up. That's a lot of torture for less than $500 worth of drug, dope, or money. So the first thing I assume that goes off in my head is they're stealing drugs and money. And it's not being turned in. Where is it going? Well, we know where the money goes. But if these were drug kingpins that deserved that much attention, that much torture, that much beating, where do all them drugs go? And I'll throw this out there. Maybe we're just underselling the fact that these guys just got off on beating people's ass. I mean, maybe we're just making it hyper complicated, and it's none of this other stuff. Maybe they just got off on doing this. But either way, it wasn't, in my opinion, wasn't what was best for Rankin County. The lawsuits will play that out to be true, by the way. We're going to find out real quick. It ain't what was best for Rankin County when property taxes go up and things that the county is supposed to take care of go down. You start having to trim some things from here and there. Well, hey, why don't we have as many people cutting the grass? Why ain't that road getting paved? Why don't I have good water service out here? Why's my water? Why's Jackson got better water than I got? You're gonna want $100 million worth of lawsuits in relation to the goon squad. It's going to be why. You know, were they running a criminal enterprise? There's going to be lots of questions that people are going to want answers to when it comes to all this. I mean, there's more stories coming out. Trust me. I don't want to ruin anybody's surprise, but there's more stories coming out about this. Reagan says one of them had a butt fetish. I believe so. I believe so. Let me. We got about 2 minutes left for our last break of the day. I want to read a few more of your texts. I stayed up to midnight last night doing show prep after I didn't get home until 10 o'clock, and I have not used so much as a word of my show prep. Let's take a call. How about that? We'll land the plane today with a call on the Mazda of Jackson phone line. Hey, you got about 2 minutes.
Oh, this buddy, real quick. I've known every one of those guys for 30 years, at least. Out of the bunch, they're all thugs except one, and one of them, bless his heart, Josh just followed people. He was awestruck by these guys. But look, in every police department in the world, you got a few goons. It just happens. And these guys were thugs from the get-go, and when it comes out where the money's going, it's going to be a whole different program.
100% agree, buddy. Thank you, brother.
All right, take care.
You too. As always, buddy, coming in hot. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Thank y'all so much for tuning in today. Let's shift gears to take the show home on a funnier, happier note. Y'all tell me I'm never positive. So we got a friend that on social media. Her name is Mississippi Meemaw. She follows me on all my social channels. I follow her. Really, really nice lady. She's gone super viral. And Sonic has even added, her TikTok went so viral that Fox News picked it up, and now Sonic has added it to the menu, and that is putting pickles in your Dr. Pepper. Here's Mississippi Meemaw.
Do y'all like pickles? Do y'all like Dr. Pepper? Well, come on with Meemaw, because Meemaw finna show you some. So we at the neighborhood Sonic. Let's see how long it takes them to... They're pretty busy.
This is Sonic. This is Bottom Man. Take your order, please.
Yes, ma'am. I need to get a large Dr. Pepper with pickles.
All right. We got a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. Now, you're going to see the cherries up there, ma'am, and that's going to be your pickles, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am, and you have a great day today. We have a total of 362.
Thank you. You too. I'll be right back to show y'all. All right, I done put my straw in my cup, but let's see what it looks like. So, this right here is a pickle Dr. Pepper. So, it's Dr. Pepper with dill pickle slices in it. And don't knock it till you try it. If you like pickles and you like Dr. Pepper, and you're probably like, ew, gross, I would never, ever drink that. But there's a lot of people that do drink this. Did you hear her the way she took my order? I'm not the only person that's ever ordered this, babe.
So y'all go follow Mississippi Meemaw on social media. That was actually on Facebook, but it was on TikTok where it went super viral. I shared it to my Facebook page, the @SaveJXN Facebook page. Have you ever tried Dr. Pepper with pickles in it? I'm not currently drinking soft drinks, so I can't try it. I have my suspicions. I have my doubts that this is as good as they say it is. But hey, I do love pickles and I do love Dr. Pepper. I just never thought of the same together. I like cheese sticks and Dr. Pepper too, but I never thought about dipping my mozzarella stick in my Dr. Pepper. All right, guys, hey, y'all have a blessed, safe day out there. Some bad weather going to be rolling through later, so stay weather aware. I know I will be. I'll be back here tomorrow, Friday. Sean Yurkaran will be in the studio with me. Who knows what rabbit holes will jump down. Stay safe, stay blessed. Peace.